Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the Houston Astros, George Brunette. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sanford. Lillis moves to second. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. McCovey moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller takes first base on ball four. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Cepeda scores. Haller moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Giants, 2. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Haller moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette fires to first and has Mays trapped. There's the throw to Lillis who tags Mays for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Cepeda moves to third. Alou moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Goss strikes out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Pagan steals second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagan moves to third. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford bunts towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Mays reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kemmerer. Mays moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kemmerer. Mays scores. McCovey moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. McCovey moves to third. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Alou reaches second base with a double. McCovey scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haller moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pagan hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple bunts in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sanford. Spangler moves to third. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Staub reaches second base with a double. Goss moves to third. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Draught now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Drott Mays scores. McCovey moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-4 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-4 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goss strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6. And Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.